hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. They're completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, you can take control here, 855-453, but outside of that, we do have other things to discuss. Mark, you wanted to tell us about an iPhone, I guess, that somehow resulted in a police raid? What happened?
It's a really strange story, and it just kind of goes to show how the average good guy can get caught in the crossfire of the police department. This is from the Press Democrat at PressDemocrat.com. Paul Payne writing, "Don't mess with another woman's cell phone." That's what Novato resident Mariah Stafford learned when she found an iPhone in a shopping cart in Marin County coal store on September 20th. Stafford took the phone to her son's Petaluma home, thinking he could help her try to contact the owner. Try to imagine, if you don't know how to work an iPhone, how you would go about finding out whose it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like people usually put their name and telephone number on the back.
Right.
So, you'd have to figure out how to, work whatever unlocking system it has, and perhaps this person, needs a little help with that. So they went to the phones, tried to figure it out. Next thing she knew, Sonoma County Sheriff deputies kicked in the door, grabbed the phone, and arrested her and her son.
Whoa.
Wow.
Turns out the super slick iPhone 4 with its built-in GPS device allowed the owner, Kathleen Wada, to track it to within 3 feet. Within hours, Wada's husband led deputies to the I Street home. Deputies knocked, but when no one answered, they forced their way in.
Well, of course, that's how they're trained, right? Because if you have such a grievous breach in the law as this, you've got to kick that door in, guns a-blazing, and get those people, get those perpetrators down on the ground.
It's really strange. I mean, here's some people that found an iPhone in a shopping cart. That's not stealing, by the way.
No. I think if they were trying to contact the owner, if their intentions were as pure as this story says, then they were trying to help someone. I think this is ridiculous.
But I wonder what the arrest is for. Is finding something now called stealing?
Well, I think what happened is the owner and the husband of the owner basically told police it was stolen from us or something to that effect. How else would they get the police to act as if it was stolen without saying it was stolen?
Well, I couldn't answer.
It's their story that they found it in a shopping cart, right?
It's a story.
Maybe that's
it's what's being reported. I can only deal with what's being reported. And here on Free Talk Live, we talk about issues, not sort of, the factual situation. I mean, if this is what they're reporting, this is the only story I have to work with, right?
But even if it's the case that they stole the phone, that still doesn't justify an armed police raid in my book.
I don't know. What do you do if you know that somebody has your property on the inside of their house? How does one go about getting it from them?
What if the husband,
apparently they didn't answer the door.
Well, I mean, okay, what, he knocked for like 15 seconds or
I have
less.
No idea. It doesn't say that.
No, you know how police are, though. They're so impatient, and what their job is and what they're doing is so gosh darn important that nothing can wait. Whatever they're doing is the most important thing in the world. Because they'd be gone.
Heaven forbid you be in the shower or something like that with the radio turned up when they're knocking on your front door.
Let me continue the story here. I was shocked, said Stafford, retired cosmetic saleswoman with no criminal record. I'm putting my hands in the air thinking, is this the way I'm going to die, Lord?
Okay. Probably not stealing, then.
Yeah. Apparently they were sitting in the living room on the couch, says their lawyer. So they have a lawyer. That's an interesting turn of it here.
Well,
Stafford,
you asked how to handle it, Mark, and I think going to the door, if you know your phone is in this house, if the husband or the wife, maybe bring some friends with you if you feel more comfortable like that. Going and knocking on the door, the place that your iPhone says it is, and saying, hey, listen, my iPhone says it's here. Have you guys found an iPhone recently? Maybe that would have solved this problem completely, peacefully, right from the start.
A little bit of conversation could go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely, in the circumstances. Stafford was charged with possession of stolen property and stealing a phone the owner said was worth more than $1,000 with accessories and apps. She faced state prison time. Interesting that she can be charged for the apps. you know, digital ones and zeros. She faced prison time if convicted. Her 44-year-old son was arrested, which means that she was in her 60s. That's why I mentioned that earlier about her unlocking the phone, was arrested on the same charges, plus drug possession and a warrant. Thursday, it all came to an end when prosecutors dropped all the charges against Stafford because of insufficient evidence. Stafford hugged her lawyer, Rebecca, whatever.
They didn't fix her front door.
As Prosecutor Brian Stable announced the decision in the morning of her scheduled preliminary hearing. So, there you go. The judge ruled that there were grounds to charge the son with drug possession and obstructing or delaying the officer. And a deputy at his preliminary hearing said he knocked on his door and windows and entered only after obtaining a warrant to investigate stolen property. Once inside, deputies found that's a long time to respond. Once inside, the deputies found a small quantity of methamphetamine. Summers had a traffic-related warrants from Marin County, according to this, and so it goes on from there. Wada mistakenly left her phone at the Kohl's store, and Tara Linda. This is according to the police report. So, there you go.
Wow.
They found meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does kind of lean the credence to the idea that it might have been stolen.
Well, you're just making some. They left it at the police report says that it was lost at the Kohl's store. Stolen, yeah.
Well, would you know? You don't necessarily know if something was stolen. I mean, if you leave the, you leave your shopping cart.
You don't assume something is stolen. You assume it is lost.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you need proof for stealing. Yes. You do not need proof for loss. So therefore, you assume loss, and if you can't prove it, that it was stolen.
Well, even still, this is a great example of how involving the state in any situation escalates it to just astronomical proportions. Of instead of walking up calmly and saying, "Hey, my iPhone says it's here. Is it here?" And they're, "Oh, we've been looking for you guys. Here's your phone." Instead of that happening, it was, "Get down on the ground, kick in the door. Where's your dog so I can shoot it in the head? Oh my God, you are bad people."
Interestingly, they said that they
luckily the dog didn't get shot.
No,
they made a phone call to they made a telephone call to the owner and were waiting for them to call them back. So apparently they're too busy tracking down their phone to respond to the message.
Why not calling the phone? And then if someone's, "Oh my goodness, it's calling here. Let's just call it once and see if someone answers." It's like ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Involve the state at your peril.
Well, it seems to be one extreme or the other with the state. Either you report the phone lost and they do nothing. You know, "Oh, I'll fill out this police report here and we'll put it in the file and we'll come across it. Or it's all the way to the other end of the spectrum, which is let's kick in some doors and, put guns to people's heads. You know, speaking of that, I've actually had something sitting here for a couple weeks that I think is related from CBS 13 in Sacramento at cbslocal.com. The San Jose Police Department stormed into a Stockton home searching for an accused killer, but they left without him and left behind a complete mess. Homeowner Joanne Rice told CBS 13, "I feel like a war was taken on here and we lost. Almost all of the windows of the home are smashed in. There are holes in the wall." Because, killers like to hide in walls sometimes, I guess. "And there's a layer of tear gas in the air so thick, breathing it in makes you cough. This is the home Rice came back to after the San Jose police held a fruitless 12-hour search."
Wow.
"On Saturday for Steve Ruiz, the man accused of killing a Hell's Angels member at a funeral."
That's a pretty thorough search of a house, isn't it?
Yeah. How many places can someone hide? I mean, a human body can only fit in one that hasn't been dismembered, can only fit
For a living murderer.
Right. Yeah. In so many places. So how can you spend 12 hours? Is this a mansion? How can you spend 12 hours searching the average home?
Because, they go in and they search the place and they find nothing. And they can't accept that. No. Our intelligence is right. There's got to be in the walls. There's false walls. So they break in the walls and they find nothing. So now they're trying to justify all this effort they've gone through. No. We got to spend more time and effort because this person has to be here. We can manifest them if they're not here. I mean, come on. Let's get a seance going teleportation.
Or they just decided to take a few hours and play some of the video games on the PlayStation 3 there in the house. That has actually happened. 855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. "Yeah, boss, it was 12 hours of grueling work." No, we're not. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
Dentists. tell you not to pick your teeth with any sharp metal object. Then you sit in their chair. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook. And they start to pick in an area that you came to get fixed. Now the dentist pulls out a needle. This is to deaden the pain. Then they want to talk to you. You ever do any fishing? Where do you usually go? Yes, I've been there many times myself.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that, well, they're listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're unable to own a firearm due to local laws or other reasons, an air gun might be a really great substitute. And there are plenty of other reasons why you might want an air gun. Training a child in firearms use, varmint control, maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor entertainment as in target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun retailer and in business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. You can get 10% off. They did it with me, by the way. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Please go now. View the amazing dragon claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. That's what I got. And peruse the site and see the amazing air guns and accessories that they have there for you. It's airgun.freetalklive.com. Got a telephone number for those of you who do not have the internet. It's 888-262-4867.
All right, our number here, toll-free number for you to dial in, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Joe, listening in our hometown, or at least Mark and mine, Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
I'm just calling about the whole cell phone incident with the cops kicking in the door and all that. I'm actually law enforcement certified, so I know what it's like. I get the understanding of how the police have to deal with this sort of incident. And one, I don't know if you guys own cell phones. I'm sure you do. Do you not have mom and dad listed in your phone?
I believe I do.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if they're trying to contact the owner, wouldn't that be the first thing to go to?
They actually did do that in this circumstance. These folks did call a telephone number, I think home is what they called, and left a message, but the folks were away from home and trying to hunt down the cell phone, so they didn't get the message.
Okay, well, that might change the point a little bit, but, you know, still, you got to remember, I know in Florida,
scenario.
I don't know where it is out
Joe,
there,
I think
but
it's
in Florida,
I think this is a very tough
iPhone's worth more than $350, that's grand theft. So even just taking it, instead of returning it to the store security, being, hey, I found this, you're taking it home with you.
So explain
someone else's property as grand theft.
That's stealing? If you find a cell phone that's sitting in a shopping cart,
right?
I'm asking you. I don't believe it is. Because stealing indicates that, you know, for one, there's intent, and there's no intent there.
Well, I think it's a transfer of possession is more so. If someone left something sitting there, they don't possess it anymore. You can't steal something that someone doesn't possess. It's their item, certainly. But if they just leave something sitting out, and you pick it up, and even if it's your intention returning it, that's not stealing by any means.
It doesn't sound like stealing.
And what obligation do I have to go to loss control at the store and turn it into them? I mean, I understand what you're saying there, but if I feel like I could be more effective at returning it to the owner on my own, why shouldn't I be able to engage in that process? Joe?
Yeah, sorry, you guys had broken up. I couldn't hear anything there for a little bit.
It's a nice phone, that $700 phone you have there.
must be out on Longboat.
I wish.
My question was, what obligation do I have as someone who finds some property to turn it into the loss control department of the store?
Okay, so if you find a wallet, it's not yours, and it's got, you know, money in it, can you take that?
Well, if it's, you know, I think JJ was talking about possession, and I kind of wonder about that. I mean, with a wallet, it's a little easier to find out who has it. With a cell phone, this lady's story, she's in her 60s, and she isn't able to, you know, sort of figure out how to unlock the phone so she can find out whose it is. I mean, to some extent, when you lose property, you have lost possession of that property. I don't think that, A, picking a wallet up off the side of the road and shoving the money in your pocket and then dropping it back down is stealing. I think it's, I wouldn't do it, but I don't think you have any obligation to get it back to the person. I don't think it's stealing in the certainly the most rigorous sense, and not stealing to the point that a person's house should be busted into.
Well, I think it's unethical,
by law,
certainly.
If you're taking something that does not belong to you, that is stealing. And about the house being broken into, first off, they did have a warrant, you said. They did have a valid search warrant.
Yep.
And police do have to knock and announce. Which means they announced, police, we're here, and the people were obviously home, but they didn't answer the door. Something's going on.
I'm just wondering, to some extent, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that are lost in the world, and if you find them, you can do whatever you sort of want with those things. When, you know, when does this stop and start is, you know, what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A cell phone, to me, is much like a wallet. A lot of people have very personal information in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pictures, information on the phone.
Yep.
I mean, if you take it and it's not yours, that's stealing. Granted, she apparently was trying to give it back, but if the police have a search warrant for it, then that phone's been missing for quite a some time, because it's not like they're just going to call and get a search warrant within 20 minutes.
Right,
and
it's been a few hours.
And was found in the home. You know, that's making me wonder, what are these people's records look like? Because you know the police, if they
haven't had no record.
No record. She had no record. The other guy did. Her son did.
So he did have a record.
Yeah, but he didn't have a record.
Are you telling me that everybody that has a record is a thief?
No, but, okay.
Plenty of people have records today. I don't know if you've noticed, I mean, Joe, but...
This is the most incarcerating nation on the planet. Yeah. I mean, 1% of America's in prison or has a record.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've noticed, but the reason why so many people have records today is because of all kinds of stupid laws like prohibitions on plants and chemicals that just result in all kinds of peaceful people getting criminal records. And so just because you have a record doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yeah, it's actually 1% in jail or on probation.
So you're actually justifying this. You think it's okay.
Record, you are a bad person. What I'm saying, though, is do you realize how many cops get killed each year by someone when they try to serve out a warrant? Look here in Florida. Look what happened in St. Pete.
Well, you could draw it. Wait, Joe, before you go on, police don't really even show up in the top 10% of most dangerous jobs. I'm not saying that they don't have a dangerous job compared to, say, selling advertising on the radio, but let's talk about fishermen, linemen, taxi drivers as people that put their lives on the line every day in order to provide us with food, electricity, and transportation.
Okay, let's talk about putting your life on the line. Have you ever done a ride-along with a police officer?
I have.
How many times?
What does it matter?
How many do you need to do?
Do you understand what it's like having to deal with these people every day? You don't know if they have
a phone thief?
You don't know if they have guns.
60-year-old women with lost iPhones. You need to pull a gun on them when you bust their door in.
I'm not saying you need to pull a gun on them.
That's what happens.
They were at their son's house.
When they're busting into someone's home, they have guns at the ready. And it's sick, Joe.
This wasn't at the ready. This was pointed.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
This is the result of the increasingly militarized United States and the increasingly incarcerated United States. I think that if you lose your phone, you've lost, to a certain extent, the validity behind being able to force somebody into giving it back.
More coming up.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can go and listen there over at listen.freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband and dial-up versions available to you around the clock, 24/7. There you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. We've also got over 100 radio stations that air the show. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, two channels up there, and the free-to-air channel as well. Webcam, you can also listen via your phone by dialing into the listen lines. And as long as your phone can call long distance, you can listen as long as you like through the listen lines. Go get the details on how to get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Also, check out gold.freetalklive.com. You probably have thought about getting precious metals for a variety of reasons, either investment, hedge against inflation, barter currency. All these are good reasons. I've got some precious metals for myself because, well, I think it's a good idea. If you think it's a good idea, well, you should check out gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will we be helping Free Talk Live, but we believe we've got some of the very best rates on the internet. We make it very easy for you to pick the coins you want. There's just been a major coin dealer here in the United States that's got a suit filed against it for sort of playing the three-card Monty with your time and money. So check out gold.freetalklive.com. You can trust them there to get the gold and silver to you directly. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Johnson is on the line on the amp lines in Connecticut. Johnson.
So I have one question about the whole cell phone issue.
Before you go on, Johnson, wait, before you go on, I wanted to point out that I made a mistake with the statistics. 1% of Americans are in jail or prison, and 3% are actually on probation and or parole.
Got
so
it.
It's an incredible amount of Americans. Go on.
Right. Well, luckily I'm not calling in to correct your statistics, but I am calling in to actually, I guess, chide Ian. Who does that?
Does what?
Who takes a piece of property and takes it off of the premises, you know, if you're in a store? You know, like, who takes it home? That's obnoxious.
I would, obnoxious. I would certainly think I would do a better job personally, knowing myself and the integrity that I have. I would do a better job personally returning some item than trusting
For example, if somebody loses something, I've lost a wallet, I've lost a phone at a store, like I've left it on the counter when I left the register. Like, I want to go back to that store an hour later when I remembered I left it on the counter and have somebody took it home. You know, like, I want to go back to the store and pick up my phone at the store because it's behind the counter, you know, not because some jackball took it home because they thought they could do a better job returning it to me than the store.
Yeah, I see your point.
I see there's all kinds of problems with this particular situation, and I can understand.
Especially the mess.
But how do you know the teenager that's working behind the counter isn't going to take
your phone? Yeah, right. The kid behind the counter has no incentive to give you back your phone. He's getting paid $8 an hour.
On camera.
What? Oh, please.
Because chances are they're on camera.
Well, no. Okay.
That's true.
I would probably take a wallet from a store and try to get it back to the person. I'd probably make a telephone call right there because I wouldn't trust a store clerk to not take the money. But I would likely, with a cell phone, you're talking about an item that's much harder to sort of steal and use and that kind of thing. I don't think
if you really want the wallet and you don't want it to be removed, you don't take it home. If you really want to report it, right, and make it official, you call the police and say, I found a phone at this store and I'm leaving it here with the clerk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk to police.
Yeah, I don't call the cops if I can avoid it.
Even in a private situation, would I want a DRL kicking someone down someone's door if I knew by GPS that my property was in their house and I was trying to get it back and they, you know,
weren't answering the door?
Me, you know, weren't answering the door? Yes, kick down their door, get my property back.
They did call you. You weren't home.
I think that there are more reasonable ways to approach things than kicking down doors in a lot of cases. And if in order to get your property back, you do more damage to the other person's property than the value of your property is, you haven't added anything to the world. You've taken even more away.
Right. And I think that this instance, sadly, the people that somebody's responsible for the damage. It looks like this party made a good faith effort to get the property back to the owner by making a telephone call. If that is in fact a true statement, and there's all kinds of weird things about this story,
then it sounds
to me like even though they didn't answer their door, it sounds to me like somebody's obligated to pay to put their door back. And I don't know if that's the person who owns the iPhone or the police who did it. Certainly not the taxpayers.
A lot of thieves who steal phones and GPSs call to find out whether or not someone's home because they have their address. And that way they can go and see if they're not home, then they can go and rob their house.
That's interesting.
So whether or not they made a call home, if they didn't actually talk to anybody, that's not a valid reason.
What if they left a message?
Contact them.
Yeah, what if they left
a message to essentially saying that they had the phone?
Wow, that is definitely a weird situation.
It's a weird situation.
It is extremely
weird.
No
doubt. But, I mean, in this instance, you've got a person who's dumb, not bad.
How would the police have handled this 25 years ago, 30 years ago, or, 50 years
ago? They would have walked up and knocked on the door and been like, hey, sir.
Oh, they did that. But they did that.
Yeah.
They knocked on the door.
And then they kicked it in.
And then they claimed they knocked on windows. And, I mean, I'm just wondering, and then the son says, don't answer the door because he was having trouble with the neighbors. What kind of trouble are you having with the neighbors where they're knocking on your windows and circling your house? They kicked in the kitchen door.
I think Johnson's making a good point about turning something in at the store to make it easy for someone to find. But on the other hand, I don't blame someone for not doing that. Maybe they didn't even consider it.
Historically, myself, in the past, I've turned things into whoever the manager was on duty, someone I felt was accountable, that had some incentive, because I didn't want to deal with it any further. So
yeah, that makes sense.
But it just depends on the situation and everything. You can't have a one-size-fits-all scenario.
I mean, I have found people's cell phones and gone through the effort of getting it back to them. I won't take a reward just because I would want somebody to do it. For me, I feel like I'm putting good karma out there because I lose crap all the time.
Johnson?
Can I share a geek tip?
Okay.
For everyone with expensive phones, and I know most of you guys there actually have at least some kind of fairly expensive phone, my lock screen on my phone is a custom graphic, I made it myself, that has my Google Voice phone number on it. So if I lose my phone, I immediately would log into Google Voice, change my number to a number where I know someone could reach me, and then if someone finds my phone and my phone is locked because I have security on my phone, then they can call me and still reach me.
That was one of the things that bothered me. Like, I really like the Android operating system, but the one of the little things that bothered me about it, because I used to use the BlackBerry before the Android, was the BlackBerry allowed you to type your name and address and contact info in for the lock screen, and the Android doesn't let you do that. So I wonder.
There's got to be an app, dude. There's got to be an app.
You would think. I wouldn't. I don't know how to search for that.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know what to look for that.
I'll do a search for you.
All right, thanks.
Well, send it to me too.
Power right now. I'm in Connecticut, and we still don't have power in the town.
Oh, damn it!
Go.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Pat, listening in XM, or listening on, rather, XM in Oregon. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead, sir.
So yesterday on XM News, they had a story about a Spokane police officer that clubbed and tased a retarded guy, and he died 2 days later in the hospital. And he went to court in Yakima, Washington, which is about 200 miles from Spokane, and they found him guilty of violating the man's rights.
That's rare.
That's pretty cool, huh?
I'm surprised. Usually when it comes to the police abusing people, they get away with it time after time and very rarely have any kind of accountability for their actions. So I'm very surprised on that.
But what's the punishment for violating somebody's rights? A slap on the fingers and a new billy club?
What's that? I'm sorry, run that by me one more time.
What's the punishment for violating somebody's rights?
I don't know. What is the punishment?
It's very rare, typically, that they're ever punished. But, yeah, what did you hear about the punishment in this case?
They didn't know. That's all they said. So I imagine there was no punishment.
Well, if they're found guilty, there's got to be some kind of punishment.
Well, the guy that murdered the BART cop in San Francisco that murdered a man by shooting him in the back while he was handcuffed on the ground surrounded by cops, that cop only got 11 months.
Yeah, got a year.
Thanks for the call, Pat. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, it's very rare that they'll ever be found guilty.
I mean, imagine if you had a person on the ground and accidentally shot them in the back. What would you get? I mean,
it looked like an accident to me. 855-450-FREE, but that's what they claimed.
That's what the claim was.
855-450-3733. More coming up here. Your thoughts on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you're already on hold, at least. If you're not, well, it's probably not going to be able to get you on tonight. But we do this thing 7 nights a week. So if you don't get on this evening, call back tomorrow night. We can talk to you then. You can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. Tonight here it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. If you enjoy this program, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and you'll be able to buy whatever you need through Amazon and get whatever you want, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's that simple. It's Amazon, like you know it, with all the same great Amazon deals and free Super Saver shipping and a lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used as well. Just enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go to the phones and to the fun. Zach is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, I'm calling about the lost iPhone.
Yes, sir.
Working to the house. And at what point does property become lost and not yours? Like, what? At what point does something, you know, become like free game?
Because that's a great question.
The other callers were saying that there's like an inherent, you know, like you must, you're obliged, you like you're obligated to do something. That's ridiculous.
What do you think the answer is?
I don't know. Finders keepers, honestly.
I think it definitely depends on the item and the circumstance.
I think it depends on the item and the circumstance.
I lost my wallet like a month ago at 7-Eleven. I ended up leaving it on the pump. And a person picked it up and turned it into I had a school ID in there. I went to school last year, and I don't know currently. But they turned it into the school, actually. And they called me and got in touch the next morning. If someone were to turn it in, like, at the store, there's no way any of that money would have been in there. The guy didn't take anything, actually, and they'd be giving him half of it as a reward.
Well, that's great. I think it's fantastic, but like you guys said, it does depend on the item and the circumstance. Obviously, you can't just walk into a parking lot and say, well, I found this nice car here, and I'm just, looks like someone left
right,
it here.
Right, exactly. Right,
so just,
well, it's secured. I mean, somebody went through the effort of securing it. I mean, there's a cell phone sitting in a shopping cart is clearly lost. Now, how long has it been lost, and what's the obligation? I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's
any obligation, but I think it's unethical to not try to find the owner.
Well, it also speaks to personal responsibility of your personal security. Your personal artifacts, you're responsible for securing them. And should you stray, obviously in your case, a kind Samaritan helped you out and you got your stuff back and it all worked out great. But obviously it's your fault for losing your wallet. And
I expect to get none of that back.
But
I was actually in the process of canceling everything in there.
The thing that I see as yours in that wallet would be your ID or things with your name on it. I think those are your possessions because they're identified and they're unique to you as the user of those possessions. I think those would always retain some sort of you in them because obviously they have their your name on them. But the money, I mean, it's difficult to say where you draw the line. I think with something that has your name on it, it's clearly yours. Your idea is always yours.
There's always the issue sort of abandonment, too. I mean, where does something go from lost to abandoned also? Behind my house is an old railroad track that's been torn up and now is used for joggers and snow skiers and or snowmobilers and things like that. And along this are these sort of metal things. Maybe they were used to hold coal. I have no idea, but they're big and thick metal things. If a scrapper came along and decided that he was going to pull up his Jeep there and a little with a trailer on it and toss that thing in the back and then take it to a scrap yard and sell the scrap for something, I wouldn't say that guy's stealing anything.
Well, here's a great example that's related to what you just said, Mark. When I was in jail, one of the guys that was in there with me was in for grand theft. Now, what he was doing was he had permission from a woman that lived in a home that was on the bank of a river up here in New Hampshire to take some metal out of the river. So there was like scrap metal of some sort that had been deposited in this river by some sort of, I think it was like a railroad company of some kind. And
some this, point in the past.
Yeah, a long time ago. And this woman said, okay, you want this stuff, I'll tell you what, you can have it, you just have to take it out of there.
Yeah, get my garbage out of here, please.
Right, so that's what he did, and he and his friend were moving this scrap metal out of a river. Now, some of it was on the shore, I guess, by her property, but most of it was underwater, basically. And so, apparently, her property skewed a little bit. It's not like it wasn't a straight rectangle, so it had kind of a skew to it at the river end of it, and I guess they ended up taking some metal out of the river that wasn't actually on her property. It was on state-owned property. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So they're taking...
Wow. Right. Grand theft garbage.
Yes.
Right.
They're taking scrap metal out of this river, hauling it up to a truck, loading it up. They get caught in the act of this happening.
I mean, they're of cleaning up garbage.
They get caught. The cops come up and say, hey, you can't be taking this. And they say, well, wait a minute. This woman said that we could. You know, let's bring her out. She'll tell you. Yeah, she's telling them. Yeah, they can take this out. Well, this is state property. They said, look, it's fine. You know, we'll put it back or whatever. No, too late. You're already under arrest.
So is the side of the road. So you telling me walking along picking up aluminum cans and garbage along the side of the road is illegal too?
Only if it gets to grand theft. I mean, this was grand theft.
What if you've got a lot of aluminum cans?
Yeah, maybe it is.
I mean, this is insanity.
Guy was in there for over a year and a half.
Wow.
Insanity.
That is just absurd.
Thanks, Zach, for the call. Appreciate it, man.
Right.
Let's continue here. Nick is listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Right. Hey.
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, love your show. Glad that gentleman's out of jail there. I'm sad that he had to spend time in jail.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you stand up for freedom.
I know. Insanity is the word. That's our country today. My comment on the iPhone situation is I just feel the cops were lucky not to get shot. If it was my house and they busted in my house knocking down the door after they knocked, there's no way they had a warrant in 2 hours. And for a phone, I would have opened up guns on them because I'd rather open up guns on the cops when they knock down my door than to get shot by them not defending myself.
Well, they didn't shoot anybody in this instance, and they did manage to get a warrant, according to the story, and it looks like they probably pulled it off. A lot of warrants can be gotten over the telephone now.
Well, right, and there's GPS on those phones and stuff. Now, as we said, of course, the whole situation is pretty darn hinky.
It's hinky.
Taking the phone home was really silly. And then one of you gentlemen said something about it being unethical to not try to find the owner of the property. I find that in our society today, and anyone else would agree, but it's probably not the best thing, but in our society today, getting not involved. You know, personally, if I saw a iPhone as a good example in the shopping cart, I would leave it alone. Yes, you can't trust the store. No, there's no one you can trust to give it to. You can trust the powers that be if you leave it right there. I would not mess with it.
Right, and I think that I think you have no ethical obligation to pick up the phone and do anything with it.
I think my statement about ethics was in reference to Mark had said that if he found a wallet, he took the money out and dropped the wallet. I see that as being unethical. That's like, well,
I wouldn't do it.
You're not obliged to return this to anybody, but you're also not obliged to take anything from it.
Right, agreed. That would be like picking up the phone and making phone calls with it.
Right, and then you know, just dropping it when you're done.
That would be the same ethical situation. I agree. Yeah. I've lost my wallet before, and I'm canceling my cards and stuff. And when I realized where it was at, I went back to a restaurant, and it was there. To my amazement, never did I expect to get it back, nor the cash. And my wallet is nothing but cash, a clip, and cards, you know, and of course, ID. But then right. I expect to get it back. In our society today, more than ever, we've removed all of the survival of the fittest, all of the everything that can happen to a person. We coddle everyone in our society today so much that any chance I get to allow the power to be to come down on someone, I let it go. If I saw their cell phone, I wouldn't touch it.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I think that while you have no obligation to pick up the cell phone, I liked Johnson's suggestion or your suggestion, JJ, to take it to the management of the store and leave it with them, because I feel like it would be wrong to just leave that there. It's going to go out and, you know, possibly in the rain outside, or somebody else who is unethical might pick it up and take it.
If I was, you know, if I was in a store and it was just a shady situation and I didn't really trust, like there was no manager on duty and no, it was just some kid behind the register who was providing me very poor service.
Yeah.
I might not be inclined to do the same thing. But see, that's completely different circumstances.
Yeah. There's always mom and home in cell phones, and those are the places to look.
Let's go to Matt in Illinois on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. And now for something completely different.
Mark, now for something you really like.
Coast a couple few nights, or a couple night days ago, and this Indian gentleman came on. He has a warning for what might be considered a warning for you, not you specifically, but he says that people who go out hunting Bigfoot won't go to heaven.
Why?
Well, it gets kind of weird.
It sounds weird to start with.
Bigfoots were left here by the star people.
Uh-huh.
To help with the earth changes and cleaning up earth and stuff like that. So if you mess with them at all, so I'm just warning you, don't mess with that Bigfoot that you're seeing.
Okay. Good advice. I am a fan of Bigfoot.
No,
appreciate here. Love the idea of a North American primate.
Heck yeah.
Hey, we're out of time here tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.